And the serpent knew, Satan knew what he was doing. And you notice what he did. He had a very subtle method as he came here. He asked her this question, and he cast doubt on the Word of God. And he excites her curiosity, and he questions the love and the goodness and the righteousness and the holiness of God. Notice what happens. Yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? You see, raises a doubt in her mind, excites her curiosity. And she answered, well, we can eat of all the trees, but this tree, God has told us, ye shall not eat of it. And that ended. That's all God said. But she added something, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. I don't find where he ever said you're not to touch it. And then the serpent said unto the woman, and let me change our translation a little. Instead of saying, ye shall not surely die, he said, ye certainly shall not die. Why, that is just absolutely impossible. You see, he questions the love of God and the goodness of God. If God's good, why did he put that restriction down? And if God is righteous, well, he says he's not righteous because you won't die. And he questions the holiness of God. You're going to be God yourself. For God doth know that in the days ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. May I say to you that this is the thing that she did. She added to the Word of God. And the liberal and the atheist takes from the Word of God, and God warned against that. And the cults and some fundamentalists, by the way, add to the Word of God, and God warns against that. And there are those that say that today we're saved by law. Oh, they say, yes, faith, but it's faith plus something else. And they're apt to come up with anything. This is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he hath sent. John 6:29. How important that is. Now, you see here, he very subtly contradicts God, and he substitutes his word for it. Remember, we called attention in Romans to the fact of the obedience of faith. Faith leads to obedience, and disobedience leads to unbelief. You see, doubt leads to disobedience always.